Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because our good friend Grace Marie Turner is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody on the planet, no individual that I know on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy and that whole debate that's been going on, that is going to continue to go on. We got some real challenges in that area, in the United States especially. But really all around the world, it's a big issue for our future. And I'm glad we got people like Grace Marie Turner tracking this and helping us to understand it so we can help in that debate. We can contribute to the debate. And as I say, she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Grace Marie, there are so many things to talk about. First, let's get one thing on the table. Tomorrow, we're going to have a new president. Barack Obama is going to be president of the United States. He's going to bring with him, he's going to inherit several problems, several things that are a problem. The most burning issue for him is not health care reform. It is an issue he's going to want to tackle. But the most pressing thing that he's got on his table right now, on his plate when he takes office, is not going to be health care. But so how quickly do you think he's going to bring this up, Grace Marie?
Well, clearly, you're absolutely right. The economy affects absolutely everyone every single day. And the economy is number one not only in his agenda, but, of course, on the agenda for the American people. But, you know, the federal government and the Congress and the White House are big organizations, and they can do more than one thing at a time. And with health care, we're already seeing, certainly in the Congress, a lot of effort to move forward on this simultaneously. For example, the House has already passed more funding for the state children's health insurance program and a tremendous expansion so that, for example, New York and other states that want to will be able to put children and families making well over $100,000 a year onto federally funded state children's health insurance program.
Grace Marie, slow down just a second. Let's make sure we bring our audience along with us. What's called SCHIP, State
right.
Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP, is already in existence, but currently it is set to help those people who are truly in need and without which the children wouldn't have any health care. These are people above the Medicaid level, but below a acceptable income level. Is that what it is?
That's the way that it was originally formulated when it was passed 10 years ago. And in fact, when President Bush vetoed several bills passed by the Congress a year and a half ago, it was because he said this is who this program was designed to help: children in lower income, in families that make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but don't have job-based insurance or can't afford to buy it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Congress tried to expand it to these middle and even upper middle income families, he said, that's not okay. Go back to the drawing board and just focus on the core constituency for the program.
What needed to be changed? Why was there even a need to change it? Was it not working properly?
It's really a question of, I mean, from my perspective, if you want to have a generation of children growing up thinking you get your health insurance from the government, this is a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, a lot of the agenda is to create a program so that we begin with universal coverage. And that's really what the sponsors have said. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has said this is a big down payment on universal coverage.
Yeah.
We're going to start with universal coverage for children, and then we'll move up the line from there.
So this is the camel of the universal health care camel's nose getting under the tent.
Well, and what you see with Medicare, when Medicare was passed in 1965, a lot of people over age 65 had private health insurance. But after not too long a time, this mm-hmm. government program basically dried up any private coverage. Mm-hmm. So now people over 65 really only have the choice of Medicare and all of the
right.
supplementary policies.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. We're going to take quick breaks. Folks, we're going to come right back. Now, the reason why this is important is because without having to do anything, without even trying, this is something Mr. Obama is going to have on his desk very soon. And we'll explain why in just a minute. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. You can find my blog there. You can find my knowledge base there. AskJim.biz. Also, my blog is jimsblog.biz. But all that's there. You can link over to everything from smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out our newsletter, too. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And it's all free. Everything's free. And, of course, you can also find the thousands, actually under 2,000, about 1,500. I should say 100, probably, 100 is probably right. About 1,500 Brain Trust members, the smartest people in the world when it comes to small business and other areas, like our good friend Grace Marie Turner, who's with us right now, president of the Galen Institute. That's GALEN.org. And we're talking about healthcare public policy. Grace Marie, without doing anything, literally within a few days, if not weeks, if not days, a document is going to show up on President Obama's desk that is going to come from the House and the Senate, because the House has passed it. The Senate is going to take up the State Children's Health Insurance Program's SCHIP, and they're going to beef it up. They're going to increase it to... Many are wanting to increase it to allow for higher income people to put their children on the SCHIP program, and it's going to land on President Obama's desk, isn't it?
No question about it, and it really will be for families that are making well over $100,000 a year. And one of the I think this is not the right thing to do, and I've written a lot about this, at several pieces in the Wall Street Journal about it, because I think that this is going to hurt poor children, because there are already 3/4 of the children that are uninsured in this country are already eligible for either this program or for Medicaid, the program for lower-income people. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when they extend this to children in these higher-income families is that's who the states are going to go after to enroll. And these poor mm-hmm. children who are not covered are going to have a much harder time getting anybody to pay attention to the fact that they're still uninsured.
Well, there's another problem that you report in an article you wrote recently, I think, Grace Marie, and that is, and I think it was your article, about the problem they had in Hawaii.
Yes.
You know about that, right?
Yeah, it's called the Kiki Care Program.
Tell us about the abuses that happened in Hawaii.
Well, Hawaii decided it was going to be the first state in the nation to get to universal coverage for children. So it passed a program that basically was focused on the remaining uninsured children in the state.
Right.
They have Medicaid. They have the State Children's Health Insurance Program. They have a mandate for private insurance. And this was supposed to fill in the gaps. Well, the Governor Lingle found out that 85% of the children enrolled in this Kiki Care program had their parents dropped their private coverage to enroll them in taxpayer funded.
Why should I pay for it if the government's going to give it to me?
And so the governor pulled the plug. She said that, you know, we've got the economic problems just like every other state does. I'm not here to spend state money to have affluent families that can clearly can afford to buy coverage for their children because they've been doing it, have just put their children on the dole so somebody can pay for it.
So we've already had an experiment in Hawaii and it failed. Is that correct? I said we've already had an experiment in Hawaii and it failed.
Exactly. And the advisors to the Democrats on Capitol Hill say you will crowd out the private coverage that children have the higher you go up the income scale. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Why do they want to do that? Why do they not want to focus first on covering poor children? That's what President Bush had said.
Unless their goal, Grace Marie, which is what you warned us about, is to wind up with total single-payer universal coverage, everybody 100% insured by the government.
Right. This is a down payment, and they've actually said that. This is a down payment on universal coverage, which means moving toward government control and government domination so that everybody is in a program that the government controls.
Well, and you know, Grace Marie, there's another experiment that happened in a little bit of a different way. When Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts, the reason he came up with his very interesting and unique health care plan in Massachusetts, he found out that individuals were going to the hospitals to get their health care rather than paying for their own health care insurance when they could have. And so he took those people off and tried to put it on the new program.
But you know that when you look at the data, it's very, very weak data. Maybe 1.5% of our health care dollar goes to pay for uncompensated care. It is not enough, in my perspective, to put 100% of the American people onto a government-run system. We need to focus on that problem. One of the things that a lot of people make a rational decision, they said, well, you know, I know that I can go to any hospital in the country and they'll have to treat me if anything happens. Why should I buy insurance?
Exactly.
So there's a disincentive for people to purchase insurance.
A lot of especially the younger people in Massachusetts were doing. That's what Mitt Romney discovered when he looked into this thing. Grace Marie, tell us, give us your website again, please.
Website is Galen, GALEN.org, and love for people to visit us. We've got a lot of information about this and some other things.
Can they still get your book, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform?
Absolutely.
Download that book there, by the way, folks, for free. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're going to be right back with our good friend Grace Marie Turner after these messages. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. And that website again is galen.org. She's the president of the Galen Institute, and that's galen.org. And Grace Marie, you were telling me off the air that you've got a new paper up on the website I'd like for you to tell the audience about.
Love for people to take a look at it, called The Value of Innovation in Healthcare. And it talks about the incredible things that have happened over the last 8 years moving toward solutions to the problems in our health sector because the Bush administration has created a climate for innovation. And that's all entrepreneurs want is give us the climate so that we can create new solutions. Everything from the $4 generic drugs that Walmart offers to retail health clinics to incredible specialty hospitals to new kinds of physician practices and a lot of solutions that are helping the uninsured to get access to care. 43% of the people signing up for health savings accounts were previously uninsured. So from my perspective, I just wanted to chronicle the value of that climate for innovation and the solutions that it's bringing to our health sector. Mm-hmm. So people can look for that at galen.org.
Let's check that out, folks, at galen.org. Grace Marie, as it stands right now, The Democrats don't have a supermajority in the Senate, so it is possible to filibuster the S-CHIP bill, and so it doesn't pass in the Senate. But that will but that won't work if we have we have defecting Republicans who go over and allow them to have a supermajority.
Well, yes,
that's probably what's going to happen, isn't it?
It's going to pass, no question about it. And in fact, it passed the Congress before with the Senate. It passed with something like 80 votes.
Yeah.
So they're going to pass it, and the House had they've only fell 8 or 9 votes short of being able to have a two-thirds majority to override the president when he vetoed it before
because of
the overreach. So this is we're gonna get this, and it's gonna be a major problem.
I predicted in my 2009 predictions, Grace Marie, that Obama would not, President Obama would not push the union bill, the card check bill in 2009 because of the economy. I predicted that he would not push the cap and trade bill, the carbon bill in 2009 because of the economy. But I also predicted that he would push the government run health care initiatives like S-CHIP he'll do it he'll call it an attempt to stimulate the economy. What do you think about
that? Well, to that point, the economic stimulus bill has nearly $160 billion in it for health care. It's primarily an expansion of Medicaid. Huge amount of new spending in the stimulus bill, and there's no way you can spend that amount of money and stimulate the economy. All you're going to be doing is further inflating health care spending and putting many millions, tens of millions possibly, more people onto government-run health care programs.
Right, right. Well, you know, we have other groups out there basically bellwethers. They're basically commercial examples of what it would be like if the government were in charge, where, you know, the doctors and the hospitals all are part of one organization, and they're nightmares. The people who are trying to get care for those people, if they want to see a doctor, they have to call an employee of this insurance company to see if they can go any further.
It's rationing by waiting and by bureaucratic hurdles.
Yeah.
Right. In fact,
my point, Grace Marie, is if you want to see how it's going to be like with the government, we already have those examples in these organizations.
We already have this example with the state children's health insurance program, where children have a very difficult time finding a private physician who will take these low payment rates, which may be, you know, $10 for an hour visit, where a private plan will pay $100, $150 for a doctor. So doctors don't participate. The next step is going to be forcing doctors to participate in these programs and to take these low payment rates.
Is there any way in the next 4 years we're going to be able to we're going in the wrong direction, aren't we, Grace Marie?
Are going in the wrong direction, and I'm hoping that enough members of Congress understand that people really do value having a private health sector, and we don't want to suffocate it by having the growth of government programs.
Folks, we're going to have to be vigilant about all this as we move through this thing. If you're not in favor of universal health care, which I am not, we're all going to have to do our best and make our voices as loud as possible. Grace Marie Turner, thank you for being here. Thanks for all the hard work you do.
Pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, in the next hour. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.